Thank you and good morning. One of the tough parts about reporting the news in our region is that a lot of the news is less than positive. In a county with about 128,000 people, we see our share of tragedy. And in 2014, it seemed not a week went by that we did not report a fatal traffic collision, a stabbing, or an assault or a homicide. There were 16 homicides reported in Humboldt County in the past year, and according to the North Coast Journal, we haven't seen that many since 1985, when 15 homicides were recorded. Those numbers don't take into account the deaths from fatal traffic collisions. We saw 4 people die in a crash on Highway 36 this past summer, and just last week, the remains of a couple were found off a roadway near Orrick, and we saw the results of a collision between a big rig and a car on Highway 101 near Benbow. We reported accidents and collisions that happened on local roads as well as on private property, and we saw causes ranging from impairment to poor road conditions to simple bad luck. It was a sad and deadly year in Humboldt County. On Monday morning, sheriff's deputies followed up on a report of an armed robbery that took place on Friday afternoon at a residence in the housing area of the Bear River Casino. A woman called 911 to report she had just been robbed by 4 people and identified 2 of the suspects as men she knew, Braylon Lanier and Fernando Martinez. The victim told deputies she had accompanied them to a house, and once inside, the 2 men blocked the door, while 2 women, Dawnetta Carpenter and Danielle Church, entered from another room armed with weapons. The 4 then robbed the victim of her money and cell phone and forced her out of the house. Deputies responded to the scene immediately, but were unable to locate any of the suspects. Deputies returned to the housing area on Monday, and after interviewing residents, were able to identify all 4 suspects, and Lanier, Martinez, Carpenter, and Church were arrested and booked into county jail. Deputies also recovered the victim's cell phone and arrested another man at the residence on a drug charge. Be prepared to scrape more ice off your windshields this morning following another night of below-freezing temperatures throughout the region. The new year will kick off with some winter weather, and be prepared for the mercury to drop even lower from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. The emergency weather shelter was opened once again to provide a space for those in need to spend the night out of the cold. It's expected to be available through the end of the week. Issues involving illegal drugs are regional, as a story from Grants Pass illustrates. Members of the Rogue Area Drug Enforcement Team, along with federal agents from the DEA and the ATF, served a search warrant at a Grants Pass residence earlier this month and discovered a major drug manufacturing operation at the location on Rombar Lane in Grants Pass. Agents located approximately 28 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, a large-scale butane honey oil hash lab, 4 firearms, LSD, and a large amount of cash, along with other items and contraband associated with the manufacture and distribution of drugs. Officers arrested 38-year-old Anthony Stills, and he was booked into Josephine County Jail on several charges, including manufacture, possession, and distribution of controlled substances, as well as child endangerment and being a felon in possession of a firearm. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The last day of 2014 gives us a chance to hear one of our most frequent visitors to Talk Shop this past year, Supervisor and Board Chair Rex Bone, who in addition to his regular monthly appearances, filled in for the absences of other supervisors who were unable to make it in. We heard a lot from Bone, and on the final day of this year, he continues with a familiar theme, creating an atmosphere for business success and more jobs in Humboldt County.
But in the long run, we need to find some sort of manufacturing or something to that effect. I've been hearing Fly Humboldt is really excited because they've almost got $1 million to offer somebody to underwrite, you know, service out of here. I don't know if that'll transform into jobs and businesses right away. I get nervous a little bit because Delta was here and Delta was gone, so I don't know if anybody's going to base their business on something that could be gone.
Bone said that county staff have been doing their part when it comes to economic development and that 2015 will see more.
Philip Smith Haynes is looking at lighting a fire and getting the economic development department maybe a little more outreach. You know, they did a great job on getting the Humboldt Made and the boutique businesses and those online, and those have been doing, you know, really, really good and things like that.
Bone also touched on the issue of drought and water supplies, the general plan update, and some of the goals that he and the Board of Supervisors will focus on in the coming months. You can hear the final talk shop of the year this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And that's the news on this New Year's Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.